Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, and myself, LeVar Arrington. Make sure you catch us live weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, back, buddy. Home. I'm back, better head of town. Nothing going well. I said, what's not mine? Whoa! It ain't mine.
Nope.
Ooh,
no, it is not.
Hell no.
LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, no Jonas Knox today. He's getting some much needed rest, sitting atop of our March Madness brackets right now. Two Pros and a Cup of Joe is brought to you by Tire Rack. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. You know, LeVar, and talking about a lot of different subjects before today's show, this one actually got me tickled. Because I figured this would be one that, for two reasons, you'd be extremely excited about us talking about. Head coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Mike Tomlin, said that Russell Wilson is in pole position to be the starting quarterback this upcoming season for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah,
not necessarily new news. Maybe more curious as to just your thoughts on how the narrative has changed. I mean, after the season, they wanted to bring in competition for Kenny Pickett. Mm-hmm. It seemed like they were going to bring in someone. Now Pickett's no longer there. Russell Wilson's in pole position. And then Justin Fields now is added to the roster. Just take me through kind of the evolution of the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback depth chart this offseason.
I mean, do we enter into the conversation pole assassin? Like,
that's
he's in pole
wondering.
Position.
Yeah.
Is he in pole position to assassinate the pole is
or
what I'm wondering.
Is Justin Fields then the pole assassin?
I mean, if the pole isn't assassinated by Russ, who's in pole position to assassinate it, then you'd have to assume it leaves that pole wide open for Justin Fields to come in and assassinate it, I guess. I don't know. It's a competition of who can assassinate the pole the best, I would assume. But all seriousness, I continue to kind of digest, I would say, maybe would be the best way of putting it, what's taking place in Pittsburgh. I think they've created a win-win scenario. I don't think there's any way to really mess this one up. And the reason why I believe is you can't mess it up is because it doesn't cost much. So he could say Russ is in pole position all he wants, but there's no real reason why Mike Tomlin or the Pittsburgh Steelers would have any type of pause in playing the best player. I made mention of this on Friday that these guys are going to have the most dedicated offseason with the team that they possibly have ever had in their entire careers, going all the way back to high school. And the reason being is because you are literally in a race, for the starting position of this team. So I wouldn't be shocked if, okay, Russ wants to work out with his guy, his trainer. He wants to stay in this area and do his workouts there. Okay, pole position changes. Now Justin Fields, who's been here every single day, who is taking reps with guys here, who's lifting with our strength and conditioning coaches, who's meeting with the offensive coordinator, doing whatever it is he's doing, he now has pole position. I just think that it is an interchangeable situation in Pittsburgh the more I think about it. And if I'm being honest, you got to believe they want to see Justin Fields be the one that proves out. I think he fell into their lap based off of circumstances that allowed for them to be able to get a hold of him under these circumstances. And if he can prove out, you have a longer amount of time that you could possibly be successful with this guy if he shows that he can handle being the lead guy here versus, you know, I mean, you might get 3-4 good years out of Russ. Maybe you get more, I don't know. But I just think that if you're looking at all things given, if I can develop the younger quarterback that was a first rounder that shows tremendous talent and potential, I would assume that that's what they want to see work out in the long term. But obviously they took Russ and they probably want to see Russ work in the short term.
I think it's interesting how you kind of bring that up, because it's almost as if they've set themselves up, if this all works out, for Russ to be there maybe in the short term as not a bridge quarterback for Fields, but it has the potential to play out that way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, initial reports after Russell Wilson was signed there was that he signs for the league minimum because of the offsets that, you know, Denver's going to pay, $37, $38 million this year. So he doesn't need to try to negotiate, you know, more money out of that contract, and it saves Pittsburgh and it gives them that opportunity to have him for cheap. Yet there was a thought that after the season they would be able to then put together a longer term deal, but they're not going to put the cart before the horse. So let's just see how this year goes. I do think it's an interesting point that you bring up about, you know, Fields having more upside down the road. The tough thing is he's I don't want to say in a Jordan Love scenario, because we've seen Justin Fields play a lot more football. And I think you have a better idea of what Justin Fields is, you know, if we're talking about before this past season with Jordan Love, you have a much better idea of what Justin Fields is than what he's not at that point, at least in comparison to Jordan Love.
Yep.
And the reason why I make the comparison, obviously, they you know, are both were in similar situations going into their contract years. Love decided to, you know, extend and play for a contract that I think in retrospect probably would have rather just went ahead and pressed free agency. He would have been getting paid a lot more at this point if that was the case. You know, Fields doesn't have that luxury, but there is that thought he's going to have to learn a new system, new offense again. And he's already been through so much change and turnover during his 3 years with the Chicago Bears.
Mm-hmm.
That's my concern, I think, for him is he's, you know, displayed, I think, at times, obviously, unbelievable athleticism. He's one of the best running quarterbacks in the NFL. At times, he showcased the ability to make some big-time throws, just not consistently enough. And the hard thing for him is, I don't know if it was a byproduct of the offense, the lack of support around him at times, whatever you want to contribute it to, he's going to have to go in with a clean slate and play at an extremely high level in order to be able to showcase all the things that Russell Wilson already showcases, being that he's a veteran. I think that's the tough part is, you know, that quarterback room can be delicate between these two personalities, how they handle themselves. Will Justin Fields, you know, feel okay being a guy who's going to learn from Russell? You know, will he view him like that in the room, at least initially? Or is it going to be more of a competitive scenario? Like, I think this is going to be an interesting spring.
Don't you think Pittsburgh has to set the tone on that. I think if they can make Justin Fields comfortable understanding that that's what they're going to do, and I think the best way to go about doing that, and you tell me, how do you handle his contract situation? Because in essence, if they don't redo him, he's on a one-year deal right now. So it's kind of like, if I don't play this year, I could have come here and I am basically going to be a free agent in one season. I'm going to be looking to go somewhere else once again after one season of being here, or they're going to redo my contract. What does that look like if he doesn't play? So I think if they give him confidence in knowing that, you know, we're looking to build you for the future, but, you know, let's do it this way. Let's see what Russ can do. You could stand to learn some more about what this pro game, you know, presents to you from a guy like Russ and from us as a coaching staff, and let's take it there. But I think it comes down to they have to make Justin Fields feel comfortable about that being the scenario, because otherwise I'm sitting there like, look, I'm on a prove it year. They're both on prove it deals, but they're very different, because Russ's prove it deal is because he's getting paid such a small amount by the Steelers, but he's making his money from another franchise. So it's really not the same type of pressure. The pressure is very different for Justin Fields than it is for Russell Wilson. He's playing for legacy and Hall of Fame and accolades, whereas Justin Fields is still fighting to have a pro career, a successful pro career to begin with.
Yeah, he's fighting to remain being a guy who's viewed as a starter. Probably one of the – or a couple of the damning things is when he got traded to Pittsburgh, I think us on the outside were thinking, okay, that's a competitive scenario. He can go and maybe win a quarterback battle. It seemed like the Pittsburgh Steelers have been adamant about, you know, hey, Russell Wilson's in top pole position if it's Mike Tomlin. There's a report by Evan Pryor that came out when this took place, Russell Wilson's going to be the starter. So however that narrative was created, and for whatever reason, clearly Pittsburgh doesn't want Justin Fields to feel like he needs to go win a quarterback competition going into it, even though I think you and I would both agree he's at that point of his career where he probably wants to. However, I don't know that he's had the opportunity to really sit, watch, learn, and develop. Maybe that's what Mike Tomlin and the Steelers feel like is best for him, at least for a period of time this year, and if they want to extend him, they can extend him. But when teams like Washington, when teams like the New England Patriots, when teams like, you know, Minnesota, or and maybe they didn't, you know, Chicago didn't want to trade within the division, so that could have made some sense. But Denver, when those teams aren't the ones that end up trading for Justin Fields, that hurts then, I think, the value and the perception of him being able to go in and immediately be a day one starter for them. Because those guys obviously don't feel that way about him. If they did, they would have, you know, traded for, again, what was relatively cheap compensation, you know, that the Steelers were able to give up mm-hmm. for Justin Fields. Mm-hmm. So that's, I think, the toughest part is, you know, these teams that are drafting or in a position to draft the quarterback in the draft clearly decided to say, not only did Chicago, his own team that drafted him, had him in-house, watched him, and was in a position to draft a quarterback like Caleb Williams, say, yeah, we're going to start over with Caleb Williams, but so did Washington. So did New England. So do all these other teams. I mean, Minnesota, even a team that's just accumulated another first-round draft pick with the speculation that they're going to move up to go take one of these quarterbacks. I mean, if you look at it from that perspective, then you can kind of sit there and see, well, clearly other teams in the league didn't feel like they're a guy that they wanted to bring in to be their starter, even if it's just for a season in a proven year. So I think that's the other thing, is that's the narrative that Justin Fields is working against right now.
Which is all the more reason for him to be stressed out about having a year. So it's just going to be interesting, because that's not really something that, unless you find it to be beneficial to address it with him as the Steelers organization and as the head coach. Like, because to me, I find it interesting. Like, okay, like Mike Tomlin comes out and he's giving the nod to Russell Wilson before they even compete and get on the field right to do it. So what is that saying? You know, what type of message is he sending? And again, at the end of the day, if he's saying, okay, I have more confidence that Russ can come in and improve our offense day one rather than Justin Fields can. You know, what opportunity does that leave Justin Fields? Because that, to me, the conclusion is, then you brought him in to be a backup.
Right.
If you brought him in to be a backup, then how does that look for what you're going to do for his contract moving into the future? You're not going to franchise tag him. So right. what does that look like? Like, is it solely because we could get him at a backup's price, at a backup cost? Or do you really feel as though he can possibly be the guy that outplays Russ? Or he's just a real nice, affordable, you know, backup plan. Like, he's a plan B. If Russ doesn't prove out and doesn't play well, we at least have a guy that we can say, you know what, we can put him in and we can still be more competitive than what we've been in years past.
No, no doubt about it. I mean, I think it works kind of both ways. If you're Justin Fields, you can sit and obviously say, look, this is a team that I spent a year with. And even if he doesn't play, he becomes a free agent. You know, we've seen other quarterbacks in their depth chart sign back as free agents, guys who they've acquired either through the draft or they've signed and said, this is a guy that we want to extend for a year or two. So there's nothing that prohibits the Steelers and Justin Fields from, you know, signing something after the season, even if he doesn't play, and they still wait for him to get that opportunity, depending on what happens with Russell Wilson. And look, if things don't work out with Russell Wilson, he's going to get a shot. He's going to get his opportunity in a system that I think with Arthur Smith, with the talent they have, it could work out extremely well for him in the end. So I don't know. It's a lot of pressure on all parties involved. Not only Russell Wilson for his legacy, as you pointed out, and Justin Fields, given his contract scenario and where he's at in his career, but also Mike Tomlin. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of pressure on them to win this year. I mean, that's one thing I think you've been kind of adamant about, is that is this a make or break year in your mind for Mike Tomlin?
You know, I said it. I believe it is, especially the way think about this, the way Ben Roethlisberger has pointed out the idea that Mike Tomlin has lost the culture of the Steelers and what that locker room represents. And then you fast forward to the fact that now a draft pick that they brought in and Kenny Pickett didn't work out and wanted to leave. The team hasn't achieved at the level that they have become accustomed to. I just think that there is a lot of pressure on Mike Tomlin. And let's be clear, Pittsburgh is a blue-collar town. So let me state an obvious right now so that we could be clear on this. You brought in two black quarterbacks. You brought in two black quarterbacks in Pittsburgh. And so to me, if they don't play well, Q, there's extra added thought process that, you know what, you're going down a lane where, you know, some people may interpret that a couple different ways, knowing how the culture of Pittsburgh works, and you're going to be measured and judged on that.
What are you saying? They brought in the Fab Five, Michigan. They didn't bring in Duke.
And you better win.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, they brought in a Duke quarterback and a Fab Five quarterback, so I don't know how that works. They mixed it up a little bit. I don't know how that works, Q.
Did you you want to know what I knew that Russell Wilson was in the position where he's the starter going into the spring, like going into the offseason? As soon as he had signed with Pittsburgh, you started seeing that habit of tweets that were more Russell Wilson his first year in Denver and really in Seattle, where he's tweeting out stuff, he's tweeting out his workouts, he's tweeting out all these different things going on, where like last year with Sean Payton, a lot quieter on social media.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as Russell Wilson signed at Pittsburgh, you started seeing him, you know, championing other players that they were signing and things he was putting out there. I was thinking to myself, okay, like he feels comfortable enough. He's been given the green light by obviously a future Hall of Fame head coach and Mike Tomlin that this is okay to do this. Mm. So that's where I started to get a sense like, okay, he's back to it. I don't know if we're going to get like a let's ride type.
No, he hit
slogan.
Him with the here we go.
Here we go.
Here right. we go. And that's if you know Pittsburgh culture, yeah. Pittsburgh, you know, history, here we go is like he basically quoted the Myron Cope song, the you know, the
yeah.
here we
here
go.
Here we go.
Yeah, right. So yeah. Kind of like, you know, I think that this definitely is a high stakes risk by the organization. not because they don't have to pay as much money and you can actually try to escape it by saying we didn't pay very much for this experiment. I think it's a high stakes risk for Mike Tomlin and him being the head coach of this team. I think having success this year with that quarterback staff is going to play a major role in what the future looks like for him as the coach of that team. I don't think anyone would fall out of sorts knowing that that's possibly what, including him. Right. I don't think he should be offended to hear someone say this, that these are the given scenarios, these are the conditions, these are where you have to do well and do better at, or it could be the end of your tenure here. I mean, that's the facts of it. That's the reality of it.
Yeah. Well, speaking of high stakes risk, coming up on the other side of this break, we're going to be talking about a rule change to quite possibly the most exciting play in football. It might look completely different than anything that we've seen before in the NFL. But that's on the other side of this break.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who could help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. Make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's go! I guess you could make the case that another rule bites the dust in the NFL.
Uh-oh.
Is it fair to say that?
Uh-oh.
The NFL has their NFL competition committee has unanimously approved a tweak to the proposed NFL hybrid kickoff rule. So they'd be making touchbacks that go into the end zone on the fly, come out to the 30 rather than the 35 per a source.
And why is that, Brady Quinn?
My understanding of this move is that they're looking at trying to
make it easier.
Well, they're trying to get returns back as a part of the kickoff, the play itself, but they obviously don't want to incentivize teams by getting a touchback and getting the ball on the 35. That would probably be too much of an incentive to not actually return the football.
It's a super difficult, more difficult to score from the 20 than it is from the 30-35.
Yes, like for there's this chart, and I actually learned this more from Urban Meyer, and he talked about it from the college standpoint, but pro coaches have this as well, and the idea is that depending on where your starting field position is, like you always hear this, you know, that phrase, the game within the game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the battle for field position is something that a lot of coaches take seriously, and they've got data that backs up. You know, hey, if you start on the on your own 20, if your average starting position is on your own 30 or 40 in a game, that is correlated with a higher scoring percentage, right? You can even measure it as far as, you know, points per play, for example. That's another metric people will kind of use to attribute that to. Well, if you get the ball in plus field position or close to midfield more often than not, it's pretty logical. You're going to score or have a better chance of scoring more points. So in this case, you know, you're essentially giving a team what used to be, right? You touchback would be, he get the ball on the 20. You know, now you're essentially saying, all right, we're going to give them an extra 15 yards if that's the case. Well, that's probably too punitive to the kicking team, and, you know, it's too much of a reward for the return team. So the biggest thing is, from the data that was shown, the kickoff has been an unsafe play because of the way players have gone down and, you know, butted heads with one another running down the field. That's why they've gotten rid of the wedge. That's why they've gotten, you know, now to a point where they're creating this static formation where guys really aren't standing that far apart, so they can't build up speed before they hit one another.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, this is a rule that we've seen play out in the XFL. We have not in the NFL. This is something that we're going to see this year, though. Do you like it? Do you hate it? Do you care?
I would say this one isn't crazy egregious to me. Listen, if you want to try to encourage them to get a return, don't just kick it into the end zone, kick it for a return. Like, I like to see returns. I mean, I used to think that it was a more exciting aspect of the game to see somebody get the opportunity to return versus it just being a routine kick it out of the end zone, come out to the 20. I think there's something to be said about that. There was a loss of a little bit of excitement. And if there was a loss of scoring and field position where your average is now turned into the 20-yard line every single time it goes into the end zone, then now you start trying to figure out ways that are going to create more excitement and restore a little bit more interest in a play that's kind of lost its luster. So, and then again, I mean, moving it up and making it closer to get to the other side of the field, I mean, it comes down to ultimately the conversation, just like anything else in business, is the bottom line. And the bottom line has developed and has spoken. The market has spoken. Touchdowns and points is what moves the needle for the NFL. So anything that's going to get the offense closer to the end zone or give them more of an opportunity and a chance to have success, I mean, that's what's going to be done, and that's what that's what you're going to see. So, but I like as a defender, I think that some of the stuff is, I do think some of the stuff is egregious, but in the end, the one thing that defenders take pride in is always figuring it out. We're always right. The ones that are asked to adjust the most out of anyone that's involved with the game.
You take pride in that, don't you?
Yeah, I think a lot of us do. I think a lot of guys – and because most guys that you'll talk to, they choose defense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
you think so?
Yeah, I think a lot of guys do. Outside of like corners that can't catch the ball, they were receivers and they was batting the ball down with their thumbs. Outside of that, most of the guys, we choose to go on that side of the ball. We choose to be the villain. Right. Yeah, we choose.
Here's all I know is one year in practice, they had all the offense besides the quarterback went to defense, and all the defense besides – actually, no, all the defense went to offense.
That's kind of
and
wild,
it seemed like the defense had a lot more fun playing offense.
Did they really?
Yes. It seemed like if they could, they would rather be on that side of the. Now, the only exception would be the D-line. Hmm. You could tell that the D-line
was way more. It's way more fun to be on D-line. I don't know. Like I played a lot of positions. Like I ran for over 4,000 yards in high school, and I was a running back for all intents and purposes. I was kind of recruited more so as a running back than I was for a defensive player, but I wanted to play defense. Like, and that was to me, I felt like there was a lot of things that have to go your way on offense for you. Like, if tonight isn't your night, you know, if you're the decoy or if the defense is keying on you or whatever it may be, you know, your nights could be altered depending on things outside of your control. Whereas I feel like on defense, you get an opportunity, especially if you're, like, closer to the box. You know, like a strong safety that they use to tackle or a linebacker – or defensive end, I always felt like those were the coolest positions to play.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But that's off topic. That's more of a personal take. But I do not have a problem with this tweaking of the NFL kickoff.
Can I give you my conspiracy theory on what this is all about? I do need the proper music. Lee, do we have the Robert Stack, the Unsolved Mysteries theme music? Can we find that before we go ahead and give this conspiracy theory? Is that possible? We're going to vamp for a second.
You know, let's veg out a little bit. You know what I mean? Let's veg it. You know what I mean, Eddie? I know. All right.
Let me help. Let me help build this up a little bit, okay?
All right. There we go.
There it is.
All right.
So we always see rule changes in the NFL, and it's all built based upon the premise that it's about player safety, right? The kickoff is an unsafe play, and the number of concussions that occur per actual kickoff, not a touchback, but per kickoff, this is always something to monitor, something to keep an eye on as we try to make the game safe, okay?
Yep.
And we've done everything from changing how many players you can have on one side or the other of the ball. We've obviously changed back where the team gets the ball, deciding on if it's a touchback or not, where the ball flies in the end zone. We've even changed the fact you can't have a wedge. We've done all of this. Do you want to know the real reason why we're trying to incorporate kickoffs more into the game?
Tell us.
It's about scoring. Scoring was down last year. Mm. It's been an alarming trend.
Mm.
And any way we can figure out a way of incentivizing a special teams play that could create a return, that could increase better field position, that could potentially create a touchdown without the offense even needing to go on the field, or the defense for that matter, that would be advantageous to scoring. And so not only are we trying to slowly tweak even where the touchback and the reward for the offense is given where they start for the, you know, they start getting the football, but also we're trying to incorporate explosive plays that could even equate to more scoring. Mm. So that to me is really one of the underlying issues for a league that needed more scoring last year. The unders hit at a record pace during the course of the regular season. That's what this has to do about more in my mind.
It's the bottom line.
Under the table, I think that's what's happening right now.
Bottom line.
Bottom line.
Scoring is the bottom line in the National Football League. I like it. Yes. I like it.
We've talked about scoring. We've talked about pole position. We've kind of been all over the place.
Yep. We've talked about vegging. Ain't that right, Eddie?
Yeah. A lot of vegging.
I love saying vegging. I know it's not the proper way of you talking about it, but
I love when you say it because every time I'm like, only you say that, I know exactly what it means.
There it is. That's right. That's why. Well, let me tell you this much, though. Vitamin E is good. You know what I mean?
That's right. You know what's so funny that you say that? No, it's so funny you say that because my daughter got a report card and literally like the E's stand for good.
There you go.
Exemplary, I think, is actually
exemplary,
the word.
Yeah, that's
the word they use for it. There but I was go. Like, I looked at it, I literally thought about you read for some. I was like, yep. I was like, he's right. E is
for good. There you
E
go.
Is for good.
All right.
Coming up next, we've got the FSR IR, and here's the best part about it. One member of our crew, all right, he's going to tell you about a single release party. I've never been to one of these. LeVar, maybe you've been to one of these. But coming up next, you'll get the inside info on a single release party from this past weekend.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries, they helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. Make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Shortly after the show, our podcast will be going up. If you missed any of today's show, be sure to check out our podcast. Just search Two Pros wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to also follow, rate, and review the podcast. Again, just search Two Pros wherever you get your podcasts. And you'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air.
After your sports weekend happens. So it's time to get the FSR IR report.
All right, LeVar, I've got to start off with you because I've gotten word that you've got a pretty good story from this past weekend.
Oh, well, it's definitely an IR story. So Saturday, it's just a normal Saturday, and then I'm laying around, you know, after the show had just finished doing the Saturday show. Son comes running in, Dad, you know, pin cut her leg. I was like, all right, like, you ran in here. Is it bad? He said, Dad, it's bad. I jump up. It's the fastest I've run and jump downstairs probably in over probably 20 years. It was bad. It was bad. She broke. She was laying, so she has she's got a big ass room. And where her window is, it's a super, super big window, and it has different window panes within the window. And she has a big bench where she can sit there and lay on it or whatever, play with her dolls, so on and so forth. So I think what she was doing was she was laying on her back. She likes to lay on her back and play her electronics, laying on her back. And she puts her feet up on the wall, or she puts her feet up on the window in this case.
Oh, no.
And one way or another, I don't know what. I'm assuming that she got excited off of something she saw and kicked the window and kicked through the window.
Jeez.
Bro, I'm still a little traumatized by it. She's okay. Like we went immediately to the emergency room. They took care of it. It was all superficial tissue, soft tissue, stuff like that. It wasn't superficial. It was soft tissue. But didn't hit any, main veins, arteries, didn't hit her ligaments, or it didn't hit anything bad. But it looked like it should have. And so we spent pretty much the entire day watching people kind of – this is no exaggeration. We had to see at least maybe one or two people – take their last breaths while we're going to the x-ray room. Bro, it was like a scene out of The Walking Dead.
And all right, so moral of the story is just don't go to the ER on the weekend.
The moral of the story is, listen, if you're a kid and you're listening to this and you're heading to school right now and your parents say, don't do certain things like put your feet on the walls or put your feet on windows or stuff like that. We're not saying that to not be fun parents. We're just saying that to protect you, because ultimately the end of a bad accident could lead to us being in an ER for the better part of your day off.
That is so crazy.
There you go.
I'm glad she's okay, though.
I am too.
I'm glad she's okay.
I am too. Yeah.
And you told me, LeVar, that she had 11 stitches.
11 stitches.
Well, that, 11. How about that, huh?
Yeah.
Could they have done a 12th and you're like, no. You leave it at 11.
You know what? If I'm being honest with you, guy, I was in there like, and I didn't want her to see it, so I turned the way I was holding her hand, and she's like, Dad, we're good. I was like, baby, you're a warrior. She's like, Dad, I'm a warrior. And I turned around, I was crying like S. So I wasn't even looking for like, oh, do 9 or 10 or 11 or 12. Yeah. Like, yeah. I was a wreck. Yeah. I was a wreck. So it was kind of like, she asked. She's like, how many stitches did I get? And she said, 1, 2. She's like, it was 11. And that brought me back around. Like, I smiled. I smiled at that. She smiled at me. She said, Dad, 11. I was like, yeah. I was like, all right, there we go. But I still felt kind of bad. I still feel bad right now, man. Like,
yeah. See, well, what's the window situation?
I had to tape it up. We'll get, that's the easy part. We'll get a handyman to come out and assess it and do what needs to be done. But I mean, it was an interesting cleanup, I'll tell you that. The carpet's definitely going to have to be replaced.
Yeah.
So
no doubt about it.
There you go.
No doubt about it. I'm glad she's okay, though.
Thank you.
Yeah.
True ER.
Lee, help me understand this. You apparently went to a single party?
No.
Someone's single release?
A single release. So not like an album release.
Like by yourselves. Like, go meet someone. Nah, I'm messing with you.
There's a lot of singles there. But
okay.
My good best friend, Charlie McCord, if you want to see his music, you can find it out there. I had a single release out in Silver Lake out here in L.A. It was a good time. A lot of reunions. Got to see a lot of old friends. In fact, part of my IR is I just don't know how to say no a lot of the times. I get in a lot of trouble that way. But I was tired. I didn't even want to go. But I was like, got to go show support for my friend, of course. And another friend just told me, he's like, hey, I'm on the other side of town, but I don't have a car. So I offered him a ride. And he kept saying, no, don't worry about it. It's in the other way. And then I'm like, going out the bar, I'm leaving. And I'm like, hey, man, last chance if you want. He's like, okay, I'll take it. And, of course, it is on the other side of L.A. Mm. It was like a 45-minute drive in the opposite direction.
Well, first off, how did the release go? Like, what kind of music? What's the name of the song?
He's a singer-songwriter, guitar, rock and roll. A Little Love From My Friends is the name of the single from Charlie McCord. And it was an awesome time. Great show. Silver Lake Lounge is a great, great spot for live music out here. And yeah, it was a good time.
Nice. Appreciate the invite.
Yeah, I was going to say, where was my invite? I mean, I know I'm not really close, but... Yeah,
glad you enjoyed it.
Next time.
Would have been nice.
Yeah, we'll rock it at the Silver Lake Lounge next time.
All right.
Well, okay, yeah. We'll hold my breath for that one. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly. You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. King's Island is now open on weekends.